Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It is Monday. Monday. Taking the Limits Off is on the air live from your West Side Studios located here on the third floor, of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. And, man, we are excited to be here. As always, it's your boy, your host, Mr. Daniel King. I'm in the studio by myself. My brother, Pastor Parks, could not be here today. But guess what? The show goes on. That's what we do. We are live, live, live. I'm excited about it. Man, it's a week before Christmas, which is literally 1 week before Christmas, and we are excited about this thing. I hope y'all are too. Hey, check this out, man. We're live, right? Today's topic of conversation, Missional Monday. Watch this. What gossip says about God. Uh-oh. What gossip says about God. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Yeah, we're going to do this thing today. Y'all get ready. Y'all get ready. Y'all pray my strength. We're going to get through this thing, but it's going to be good. What gossip says about God. I hope y'all are ready for it because it's going to be a good time today. But let me give you the rundown of how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, simply push 1 and you can be a part of today's broadcast. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347. Area code 347. 934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. We would love to hear from you all that way. If you want to email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. We would love to hear from you that way. Social media, you can follow us on social media. Real easy to do. Follow us on social media. Go to our Twitter page. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you that way. Yeah. You can follow us that way. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you all that way. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. God bless y'all. I see y'all are already popping in the room. God bless you, those of you on Facebook. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. And then guess what, y'all? Instagram. That's right. We are live on Instagram. We live everywhere. I mean, we're going to be live everywhere the people at. We are live on Instagram right now. If you have an Instagram account, real simple, TTLO Radio. That's where you can find us, TTLO Radio. We are live on Instagram right now. The live streams are up and running. Instagram. You can find us there. Again, real simple search, TTLO Radio. You can find us there. Ustream, ustream.tv. You can find us there, ustream.tv. Do a simple search for Taking Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you can find us there. And then Facebook Live, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can find us there as well. And then I believe I gave you this already, but if I didn't, I'm going too fast. But you can email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. We would love to hear from you that way. And subscribe to our podcast. Do a simple search, man, on Google. Just Google us. Taking the Limits Off. Just do a simple podcast. Do a search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you will find us there. Yes, 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 and yes. That's where we are. God bless y'all. And do me a favor, man. If you're already on Facebook, please hit the share button. Please hit the share button. If you're already on Facebook, please hit the share button. It's going to be a good time today. I hope y'all ready for it, man. It's going to be a good time today. Real quick, man, as I was coming in to work, you know, I try to keep y'all, because some of y'all don't watch the news at all, as often, and I try to keep y'all up to speed on what's going on. There's been a Amtrak train derailment. An Amtrak train derailment. So please, if you know anybody, check on your loved ones on the Amtrak. Amtrak train derailment. 77 people have been taken to local hospitals after the crash in Pierce County, Washington, officials say. 77 people have been taken to the hospital right outside. And there's this horrible picture. If you have access to CNN, you can check it out, of the train literally falling off of coming off of the tracks over an overpass onto a busy street. It says here rescue operation is underway in train derailment. Trooper Brooke Bova, spokesman for the Washington State Patrol, said a rescue operation is underway in the site. Interstate 5 will be closed today as authorities investigate the crash. What I'm looking here says having a hard time getting a hold of Amtrak. Let me see what happened to this. Today was the train's first day of service from Seattle to Portland. Oh, my God, the first day of service. So, man, if you had anybody traveling in that area, you may want to check. Just to see what's going on. And then not only that, but then even in yesterday in Atlanta, major outage. They had an electrical issue that shut down that airport for I don't know how many hours. I think over 12 hours that airport was shut down yesterday. And so, of course, that delayed flight. Some 500 flights were canceled. And if y'all didn't know, I know y'all like to think O'Hare is the busiest airport, but Hartford Airport in Atlanta, the airport in Atlanta, Georgia, is the busiest airport in in America. And that bad boy was shut down. And that's, you know, that's also the hub of Delta Airlines. And so people who are trying to get flights on their way out of town, coming home from school and everywhere else, they were delayed as well. So we definitely want to pray that everybody gets to their destination. But, man, this so far 77 people, 78 passengers and crew, and five crew members were on board the Amtrak train that were derailed in South Tacoma, Washington, for those of you who are not familiar with the area. So you definitely want to keep them in your prayers, man. This is just, my God, it's just an amazing, amazing, amazing day of events. And so much stuff is just happening, man. We just want to keep people and stay prayerful. Stay prayerful, people. Please stay prayerful. But here's the deal, man. I am excited. Yeah, we are live on Instagram. Y'all get on there. For those of you we've been trying to get this figured out. I finally got it figured out on how we can get this. I still need to do some work on the camera, but we are live. We are live there as well. Looking forward to hearing from you all on the gram. Amen. Looking forward to hearing from you all on the gram. So y'all go ahead, hit us over there, TTLO Radio. You can definitely find us there, Taking Limits Off Radio, right there. What's going on? I see somebody that popped in. I can't see the name because y'all know my eyes is bad. That's a little too far for me to be trying to squint. So camera's over there, and I can't really see that because, you know, I got these big screens for everybody else. We're going to figure out a way to get that on these screens too. But in the meanwhile, we're going to keep it going. Amen, amen, amen. I'm excited about it. I am, man. I'm excited. So anyway, So much going on. Look, big thank you. Thank you to everybody who came by the church on yesterday. The people that came by on the church yesterday. I preached the final sermon of the trial sermon period here at Kingdom Baptist Church. The final one was yesterday. Excited that that I was able to get that done, and just excited that God allowed me to be used on yesterday. And I'll say this, man, yesterday's sermon was kind of hard. And I'll say it like this, because I've been working on things, and I had a bunch of stuff that I thought I was. And here's the deal. I'm always going to be obedient to the word of God. I'm always going to be obedient to what God says. Let me say that first. I'm always going to be obedient to what God says. And what I wanted to preach and what God wanted me to preach was two different things. And I fought that thing all night, all night. I fought that thing all week long, and I fought that thing all night, Saturday night. And even when I got to church on Sunday, what's going on, W.C. Rice? Let me say hello to these people in this room real quick on Facebook. Irma Tate, God bless you. W.C. Rice, God bless you. Verita, Miss Vita, God bless you. Apostle Joseph C. Kyles, God bless you. Lily Dickerson, God bless you. Paulette Smith, God bless you. Sharice Hicks, bless you. Patricia Hicks, got the Hicks family in the house, bless you. Brandon Thompson, God bless you. Keisha Yarbrough, bless you. Robert L. Johnson, Bishop, Pastor Robert L. Johnson, what's going on, sir? Flora Jones, Austin Community Academy in the house, God bless you. Kathleen Savon, all the way from Georgia, God bless you. Patricia Lewis, God bless you down there. I think she is in, where'd y'all go, Pat? Atlanta. They went down to Atlanta. God bless you. Pray y'all had a safe flight. Saw the pictures. Y'all was on the plane. Hello, my twin, Angela Johnson. God bless you. Carlita Hodges, bless you. Shelly Harris, God bless you. Dana Miller, God bless you. Sam Patterson, God bless you. And Sharonda Manson, God bless you. If I missed anybody, please don't blame. Don't get mad that I missed y'all. If I see your name pop up, if I missed your name, just say something, and I will say something. I will speak back to you. I will speak back to you. Just say your name, and I will speak back to you. Please don't take it personal. Amen, 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 amen. Yeah, so as I was saying, yesterday's message was difficult, man. I wanted to go so many different areas with it, and God just wouldn't allow me to do it. And I think, you know, it happened the way it happened. I ended up preaching. The title of my sermon yesterday was "I Choose to Worship." I choose to worship, and God said, "If you're gonna use that title, then you're gonna use it the way I want you to use it. You ain't gonna do what you want to do," because I had all this stuff written down. I wish I could show y'all. Where's my iPad at? I wish I could show y'all. I can't. Those of you listening on the radio, I can't show y'all nothing on the radio side. But I wish I could show you all, and I probably would try for those of you watching online, if I can remember my password to get inside this doggone iPad. If I could show you all this, it was actually pretty, it's pretty funny. I was working on this thing and working on this thing, and it just would not go any further than where it went. And you know what? I had to learn the hard way. If I can get this to open. See, I'm trying to get this to open. Y'all see this Word document trying to open. Y'all see that, right? Y'all real good on Instagram. I know y'all can see it. But I'm trying to get this Word document to open so y'all can see what this document looked like, because it is kind of weird that this is how this happened. Okay, let me see if this works. All right, so it's opening now. Anyway, I have very little notes. Because everything, because I am a what they call manuscript preacher, and manuscript meaning I write down pretty much everything as God gives it to me. I try to write it down and stick to it, because I don't want to ever change anything, and I want to make sure I'm correct. Okay, so let me see if I can do this for y'all. Yeah. All right, so y'all probably can't see this or not, but I want to show this to y'all real quick. This is it. Y'all probably can't see. No, y'all can't see that. I can't zoom in. But those people on Instagram could probably see this better than anything. This is all the notes I had. This is it. I can scroll up, and y'all can see ain't nothing else there except for my closing. I had no notes. So, and I was somewhat of a, you know, in it was a little off-putting because I said, okay, Lord, you really going to do this way. This is really the way you want me to do this. And I just went with it, man. And again, I've never been the preacher that wanted people to shout when I preached. If it happens, it happens. I don't want people to get happy. I want my messages to encourage people. But at the same time, I want to be able to teach people. And sometimes when you're teaching people, you ain't going to get them to shout. Y'all ain't going to hit me. Sometimes when you're teaching people, you ain't going to get them to shout, and that's okay. But at the same time, it's about getting people to understand what the Word of God says. And what I wanted to do was show people how making the choice of worship, is an amazing thing. And it's something that we have to do, and we have to be careful. When we choose to worship, when you choose to do something, you have to make the conscious choice to worship God. And you have to make the conscious choice to deal with the consequences of your choice. Just like we deal with the consequences of our actions on a daily basis, worship is the same way. You have to deal with the consequences. When you made the choice to become Christian, when you made the choice to give your life over to Christ, you made the choice that you were not going to be that you are no longer going to be who you were before you came to Christ. Y'all just gonna let that sit there. Y'all, you made the choice to come in and be who you were, and made the choice to make some changes, some significant changes in your life. And at some point, you have to be willing to accept that, and you have to be willing to accept that. For strictly, you know, for what it is, man. And I'm just grateful that I was able to, that God used me yesterday the way he did, man. I'm just excited about it. I'm happy about it. I'm glad it was over with. And then as they say, now it's in God's hands. And it, and for me, it's been in God's hands from the beginning. It's been in God's hands from the beginning. And I am just excited that everything went the way it went. And from this point, it can only get better. And that's just my thought on this thing. From this point, it can only get better. And I'm excited that God is continuing to do the things that he's doing, not only just for me, but even for my church, here at Kingdom Baptist Church. I'm just excited for the things that God is doing. And just, you know what, and I want to say this, I didn't say it yesterday, but I want to say this, and I know some of them listen, some of them don't, some of them will catch this a little bit later. Big thank you to the pulpit committee here at Kingdom Baptist Church. I know, and I'll say this, and I don't care who don't like it, I know your job has not been the easiest. I know you have had a whole lot of folk talking against you. I know you've had a whole lot of folk seeking your failure. Let me say that. I know you've had a whole lot of folk not wanting you to succeed, but I'm so glad that you all stayed the course. I'm so glad that you all figured this thing out, and I'm so glad you allowed God to use you in the way that he did. And I am just grateful for you guys, man. It was a wonderful, wonderful wonderful, wonderful time. And it's just good to be around some people who love the Lord and who only want to see God's will be done, not man's will, but God's will. And it's just a good time, man. So look, let's talk about it. Let's talk. I don't know about y'all. Now, I have not seen, let me say this real quick. I have not seen. Oh, my God, all these people have popped up in here. God bless y'all. Anita Allen, Sarah McCoy Allen, Leslie Kelly, God bless you. Jennifer Lynn, God bless you. Catherine Walker, God bless you. Lizette Herndon, God bless you. God bless you. And Andre Parker, God bless you. Let me say this. Why does that name look familiar? Let me see something real quick. Okay. Anyway, let me say this. When shepherds worship, oh, my God, I wish I had some of them brothers on here right now. When Shepherds Worship concert on Friday night, let me say this. You know, there are a lot of pastors out there. And first of all, let me say this. Can I be honest? I'm jealous. I said, y'all know that's some stuff I rarely ever say, but I'm jealous. I am envious. Can I say it? Can I tell the truth? I am jealous, and I mean just low down, filled with envy. Can I say it that way? Them four Negroes over there at that church, them some singing folk. My God. I'm so serious right now. Those are some singing folk. And let me tell you, I am extremely jealous. I wish I had one of them on here now. I am so jealous. But look, they were singing. And first, let me say this. The harmony was amazing. But to have four, and what I love about it is the unity piece. And I think Pastor Frederick Wilson, Fred E. Wilson said this in some of his commentary that night. He talked about how when you normally get, you know, pastors in the room, there's a lot of egos. There are a lot of egos in pastoring. And let me help you. Ego is not necessarily a bad thing. Ego is not a bad thing. But it's hard for people who are in leadership sometimes to to humble themselves. It really is. And I have to say this in all sincerity. Absolutely amazed of the amount of humility that those brothers showed during that concert. I'm sorry that if you guys, those of you who weren't local, those, and I know there was a whole lot of events going on in the city. So a lot of y'all, you know, and I know my twin, she had an event, a women's event going on at her church, and that's why she couldn't be there. But I just want to say this, man, the amount of humility that those brothers showed, that they could put self aside. Now, this here's the cool thing about it. Every one of them had their chance to shine. Every one of them had a moment, and every one of them connected to the audience. Every one of them connected. Now, and what I loved was, I think Pastor Tyler was his name. Is it Pastor Tyler? I believe that was his name. He was, man, it was just, it was amazing that he had, I know he had his own set that he wanted to do, Pastor Anthony Tyler. He had his own set, but the Spirit moved in such a way that he had to go with what the Spirit. And so he took it old school. And my God, he blessed that place. He blessed that place, man. I mean, it was just absolutely, it was a Spirit-filled event. God moved in that place in such a way. And I just want to say I'm grateful. I am grateful to know these four guys, man. And you know what? There are a lot of people. And here's the deal, and this is why I'm so thankful for this platform. Without this platform, I would not know those four gentlemen, right? Sorry, it just wouldn't happen. Without this platform, I would not know these four gentlemen, because without this platform, I probably wouldn't know Angela Johnson, and without knowing her, I wouldn't know them. So again, this platform has put me in the room with some amazing, 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 amazing people. And I'll say this again, I'm jealous. So I'm gonna have to get my look. My other mama, Pat Lewis. I'm gonna need all of my musician friends. I'm gonna need y'all to help me get my notes together, because I'm gonna need me at least one or two songs. Look, where my niece at that, you know, always ride me about my singing, Danielle and my other children, Christina and the rest of y'all. I'm gonna need y'all to help me with my notes, so I can get my stuff together. I need to be able to just bust out one or two every now and then. And y'all going to have to stop being stingy and help a brother out. Huh? Y'all going to have to stop being stingy and help a brother out. Y'all can't be trying to hold. Right. And thank you, Angela. Got to be able to sing one song. And see, they don't want to help me. They selfish. I'm going to say it. And I don't care who don't like it. Look, ain't nobody mad but the devil. They selfish. They don't want to help me learn a song. They don't want to help me get no. Don't nobody want to help the preacher. Why y'all don't want to help the preacher get me a song? I should be able to sing at least one or two and be confident with it. See, here's the deal. Now, I could sing it. See, I could sing it. I don't know the old school. What? She said, but you know what? You don't know the old school. I do know the lyrics to a couple of old school songs. I just may not be able to stay in the right key. That's the problem. See, I need music. See, that's just why I need gifted Holy Ghost filled musicians. See, if I get a Holy Ghost filled musician, a Holy Ghost filled musician can keep me in the right key, or can at least play in the key I'm singing in. I don't want to help nobody. Y'all don't want to help me. See, y'all low down people. Don't nobody want to help the preacher. I can stay. All I just need is my key. Just give me my note. Now, y'all know. Now, look, the folk that done sang with me in the past. See, Danielle don't want to say nothing. I know she at work, so she can't really chime in down to the on the Facebook. But, you know, study James Cleveland. Jesus is the best thing that I... No, I don't want to. Jesus is the best thing. That's how he sounded. And he got a lisp. Y'all, you know James Cleveland had a little lisp. He had a... Now, you know James, you know, Angela, you know James, you know James Cleveland had a lisp. He had a, even he talked like this. He said, Gladys Knight said, I don't know what Gladys Knight meant, but I know what I was doing when I was singing it. That's how he talked. You know, that's how James Cleveland, he spoke. He spoke like this because he had some kind of a lisp or something. He was. You know, Jesus is the best thing. That's what he said. That's okay. I'm gonna get stuck talking like that. But I'm gonna need y'all to help me with my note. I'm serious. I'm gonna need y'all to help me with get a song together. Cause I just want to bust one out one day. I do, and I've been saying this for the longest. But don't nobody want to help me. See, I just think that's selfish. Cause see, I didn't help y'all. I didn't help folk along the way. I done been nice to folk, and don't nobody want to help me get me a song. And I just think it's just me. That seems like there's a level of selfishness in the church house. It just seems like there's some sort of level of selfishness in the church house that I would think as nice and as kind as I have been to the people that I have sung with over the years, that one or two, I done sang with about 15, 20, 30 folk. You would think that one or two would say, hey, you know what? We're going to help you get you a song. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. I'm just saying, if you didn't help people along the way, I would just think that as a Christian, see, I'm gonna throw this up at you. I would just think that as a God-fearing Christian, I'm going to talk about all y'all. I'm going to talk about all y'all. Sharisa Gregory, all y'all. I'm calling all y'all names out. Danielle Donald, all y'all. Pat Hicks, you too, you on here. I just sat around along with you. You could have helped a brother with a note. Christopher Hicks, all y'all. Sean McCurtis, somebody. I'll take back the one on Chris Hicks because Chris Hicks did give me my note. Chris Hicks did give me my note. Pat, you are so right about what? What Pat Hicks say that I missed? I ain't seen her say nothing. What did she say something that I missed it? Pick out a song. I got you. Okay, Pat, thank you. Because Chris Hicks did give me my note. I'll tell him that. He is the only musician that I know of that is just say, here, Dana, here's your key. And he gave me my key. Now the rest of y'all just low down. Tyrone Lewis, I'm going to talk about you too. Trifling. I'm going to say... All these here musicians that I know of done played what? I can sing, and I told Fred and Daniel I got that. Whatever, Angela. Look, ain't nobody. Look, I'm just saying. Somebody else should have been there and helped the brother with his note. Who else? Let me see. Who else? All of y'all up there. I will say Sharice York, but I don't know what the note is because you don't really. Thing. But I'm just saying, who else is up there singing with me up there on that on that praise thing? All of y'all, and then even in the choir, all of y'all. I do keep you on your note. Do that. Do. I do. You keep me on my note. Yeah, but you ought to be able to help me with a song though. Y'all better help me with a song, though. Don't be popping in talking about I keep you. That's when you up there sing. Okay, so when I bust out a song, You gonna run up to the microphone? That's all I'm saying. Don't leave me hanging. Okay, how about that? If I bust out a song, now y'all heard her say that y'all this gonna be on history. I ain't delete nothing off the Facebook. Y'all see what she said, right? That's my niece talking about some. I keep you on your nose. So if I bust out a song, that means she's supposed to run up to the microphone and help me out, like the preachers when they say read. I'm gonna bust out a song and I'm gonna say sing, and then she's supposed to bust out. Matter of fact, you just keep the cordless mic ready. Tanya, you tell Jane, you remember I used to grab that mic, Danielle, at the end of praise and worship? Just hold on to it. Put it in that big old bag you call a purse, you know, that suitcase you carry, and tell the peoples, you hold this, and then when I bust out a song, if I hear you singing in the microphone, then I can keep my note. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. And Sharissa, you're supposed to be on the left hand. If you bust out a note, then I'll be right there. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I don't think that's too much to ask. I don't think that's too much to ask. What y'all think? Y'all over here. I don't think it's too much to ask. In my previous comment, I said there are some notes that are not on the keyboard. We got to work on. What I know every now and then, Pat Hicks, I hit what is it? I know the keys stop at G, and every now and then I hit a H or I. I've been known to go into the key of I. I know, but if y'all work with a brother, that's all. If you work with me, maybe I won't hit the H key or the I key. See, if you ever look at it like this. Kirk Franklin say he can't sing, and y'all know Kirk Frank can't sing, right? But when he do try on certain songs, he at least stay in whatever key he in, right? And if now y'all done heard T.D. Jakes sing, right? Y'all heard T.D. Jakes sing. Now y'all know, and I love me some T.D. Jakes, but Bishop can't sing a lick. Now if Bishop T.D. Jakes can get on the TV and come down and tap a note on the TV, so we sing it again. So you talking about, yeah, I'm talking about you too, right? If you over here on the left hand side and Danielle over here on the right, so if I bust out a song, I'm just saying I need y'all to come to the microphone. I just want to be able to bust out a note or two every now and then. That's it. That's it. That's all I'm asking. I don't think that's asking a lot. Pat Hicks got me. Okay, Pat. See, that's why I love me some Pat Hicks. See, Pat Hicks can sing too, y'all. She ain't one of them people that just be, you know. She can sing. And we can keep it old school. We ain't got to do nothing new. Y'all know what my wheelhouse is. I can stay right up, you know, ride right up in that Fred Hammond no weapon area. You know, right up in there. That's my area, right? Right up in there. What key is that no weapon song in? I bet you if y'all work with a brother, I could bust that out. What key is that in? Pat Hicks. Pat no keys, y'all. She no keys. See, I like, see, real musicians no keys. I'm just trying to help. Real musicians no key. Pat, what key is the No Weapon song in? The one that Fred Hammond. Because, you know, my key, and then y'all trying to ride. I know that was low-key shade. You just threw on that, Pat, talking about some my keys be a little bit off. the key of I. What? It's the truth. I know when my keys be off. See, I ain't like certain people at certain churches in certain choirs that they note be off and they sing real loud anyway. See, when I feel my note getting off, I will go into lip sync mode. Like if I'm singing this, Lord, and the note supposed to go somewhere, and I'm like, I just go right there. I will find out I don't have my keyboard with. What you mean you ain't got you? Look, just turn on some music real quick and tell me what key that's in. Listen to it. Go on the internet and listen real quick and tell me what key that's in. I'm just saying, that's my range area. I ain't trying to get up in the Ernest Pugh range. I ain't trying to get up in the Tone range. I ain't trying to get up in there. But I think if I stay right there in that Fred Hammond-ish area, you know, and one of them, I'll be all right. But y'all got to be willing to work with a brother. See, I'm... You know, that's all I'm saying. E flat. It's an E flat. Did you just Google that, Danielle? Because you didn't know that for real. Did she just Google that? I think she, Danielle, over there Googling notes. God bless you, Cosette Dean. I see you just done chimed in. I was told by another musician. Okay, bless you, bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's what I'm talking about, E flat. See, E flat, that's right off D. See what I'm saying? And a D and then E flat, ain't that right there next to it? See, I know the keys on the keyboard, so I could move up to E flat. See what I'm saying? I'll just help a brother out. That's all. I don't think that's a lot to ask, because I just want to be able to, you know, bust out a song. You know, like if I, you know, like if I had to go, like what if I had to go preach one day at one of them churches that ain't got nothing but, like when I went over there to, what's that church up, Silver Cloud. See, I got the name right. Pastor Singleton. Pastor Singleton jumped on me on Saturday. I forgot to tell y'all. He jumped on me on Saturday when I got to the at the bowling alley, because he said you must want me to invite you again, because you can't remember the address to my church. So he said, I'm going to have to put you back on the program so I can get back to so I can get back over there. But it's Silver Cloud Baptist Church, Silver Cloud Missionary Baptist Church, 1041 West 59th Street. He jumped on me because I didn't remember the address of his church, y'all. He did. He got me. He jumped right on me. Soon as he saw me on Saturday, he got at me. So I apologize, Pastor Harry Singleton, over at the Silver Cloud Missionary Baptist Church. But but he has a lot of old members, right? You know what I'm saying? So he got a lot of older, seasoned. Is that a good word I can use? Seasoned, matured. Is that a good? I don't want to say aged like cheese, but he's got some. He's got some seasoned members over there at the Silver Cloud Baptist Church, and it would have been good if I could have bust out a, you know, it's an A flat. See there? See there? See there? Danielle, what musician told you that? Fire them. I'm going with Pat Hicks. I'm going to take Pat Hicks for 200, Alex, with this A-flat. That's what I want. Now, A-flat, I don't know about that A-flat now. I don't know. I'm at to play that on the I'm at to stop downstairs and hit that key on the keyboard and see if I can mimic that A-flat, because I don't know about that A-flat. I'm at to check that out. I'm at to stop downstairs. We're going to get this keyboard over here, this keyboard in this closet back here. This keyboard, yeah, we're going to plug that up. I'm going to just sit it back here, and I'm going to just start hitting the key, and we're going to get that worked out. What? I can't. What y'all? Y'all don't. But anyway, if I could have bust out a Dr. White or something over at the Silver Cloud, man, the mother, I could have, man, look, at least make one or two mothers take their hat off for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Just couldn't do it. A-flat is my key, so we're going to be good. See what I'm saying? That's your key. Help me out. Help me out. I'm going to just holler, sing, daughter, and you just. Oh, God. I'm going to just holler, sing, and y'all just come on in there and help me out. That's it. I just need y'all to be ready. Just be ready. Somebody need, because see, here's the deal. If y'all, and then y'all know if I get in there good, once I'm in there, I'm in there. You can leave me alone, but I got to get in there first. Y'all got to, you know, it's kind of like, you know, flying the plane. You got to, I need some what they call them people that work in the tower at the airline place. What they call them? You know, the people that work in the tower? Yeah, I need some of them people. I need you to just give me some direction. You know, get me on the right course, and then once I'm on course, I'm good. I don't even need no more help after that. I just need you to get me in there. Air traffic controllers, that's what it is. I need a couple of, that's it. I just need a couple of air traffic controllers to just get me, you know, to talk to me while I'm taking off. That's it. That's it. Once I get in the air, I'm good. And I stay up there. And then when it's time for me to land, because I will get a little lost, you know, when it's time, bring me on back in. That y'all can't help. Y'all won't help the preacher. That's all I'm saying. Help the preacher out, man. Look here. I buy you some chicken or something. You know, I'm generous. I get you something. You know, I help a brother out. Get you 10 wings or something. You know. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with y'all real quick. So anyway, yeah. But the Winter Shepherds Worship, it was absolutely awesome. Big shout out to Pastor Fred Wilson. Pastor Russell Harris, man, Pastor Russell Harris and that saxophone. Pastor Russell Harris and that saxophone. My God. That man, look here. He played that thing, and then he almost preached. He almost preached, y'all. He almost preached in the middle of singing. He almost preached. That thing got good to him. He almost preached. Daniel Garrett, I'm gonna start calling him Lucifer. Old Pastor Daniel Garrett. Y'all know the one that was sitting back up here in the back complaining about the staff. Yeah. Look here. He sung some stuff over there. And old Fred Wilson, they just did the thing, man. They did, man. Big shout out to them. And oh, let me say this about I don't want to mess the woman's name up. LaDonna Harris, I think that's the first lady, Pastor Harris's wife, and them nachos that she made over there for the peoples after the concert. First of all, they was anointed. My God, they was good. I just want to say that. Look here, they was blessed. Oh my, oh my, my my. Yes, they were. It was a good time. It was just a good time. I'm grateful for them that everything went well. And it was a good time. Can't wait till the next one. And we'll be a part of it. And it was a successful thing, man. And they had a packed house. And it was good. And God was glorified. Here's my thing when it comes to gospel concerts. I know it's a concert. I know it's there to enjoy you. But when God is glorified in the process, then your concert is a success. As long as you're glorifying God, I can do your concert. If your concert is just about you putting on the show, you know, it's a bunch of them. It's enough of them going around the city. And there was a lot of concerts going on that night. And I know a lot of y'all was at the what was that? Who's them people? Candy and them Escape concert that was going on over the weekend. I heard they actually did pretty well. That's what I heard now. I heard they did well because I've been hearing some really bad things about them peoples, but I heard they did really, really well. But man, I'm just grateful, man, that it turned out the way it did. It was a good, good, good time. And then real quick, y'all must have been praying. Y'all been praying for the bowling team. Because I felt some kind of anointing down on Saturday down to the bowling alley. Y'all been praying for the bowling team. Because, boy, look here. We bowled a little bit better on Saturday. Praise his holy name. I just want to say, we bowled just a little bit better on Saturday than we have been bowling before. And I just want to say thank y'all for all of your prayers in the process. We still the worst team in the league. We still the worst team in the whole league. We still the worst team in the whole league. I just want to say that we still the worst team in the entire league, all of the leagues. Yes, we are still the worst team. But however, I thank y'all for your prayers and everything else. Look, y'all, we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to jump into today's conversation. Man, this is going to be good, right? What gossip says about God. That's going to be our conversation today. I hope y'all are ready for it. God bless y'all. We got some folks that jumped in since then. Princess Johnson, God bless you. Sheridan Davis, bless you. Valerie Neal, God bless you. Terry Cropper, God bless you. Thank y'all for joining in so far, those of you watching on Facebook. And thank you so much to those of you who are listening on the Blog Talk side. It's a bunch of all the phone numbers over here. God bless y'all. I see y'all over there. Those of you on Ustream, let me go over here and talk to my folk on Ustream. God bless you. Those of you watching on Ustream, y'all are amazing, amazing, amazing. God bless you. Let me make sure this chat room is open over here just in case I miss something. Just glad to have you all in the midst and to being with us today. It's just good, 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 good. So, look, we're going to take a real quick break. When we come back, Pastor Garrett, now here he comes. He done just jumped in. I wish I could figure out how to get you on this? Can you invite yourself to be on this Facebook Live? Can you invite yourself to be on? I don't know if you can do that because then I can pop you in because it ain't gonna give me it won't let me do it on the computer. If I was on my phone broadcasting this, it would let me do it. But can you invite yourself in? Like, on is there an option for you to invite yourself to join in? If it is, please try to do so because I was talking about the Wind Shepherd's Worship, man, and it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. Glad I was there, able to be there. It was an amazing, amazing time. But in the meantime, I'm going to take a quick break. Not if you're using the computer. Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. So, yeah, you can't do that. They need to update that so you can get that in on the computer. They need to come on Google and Firefox and Facebook. Y'all need to go on ahead and fix that so that we can get that thing going. But anyway, y'all, we're gonna take a quick break. And while we're taking this break, I'm going to leave y'all with some of this Great Things Happen. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave y'all with a little bit more of this Great Things Happen when shepherds worship, man. It's good, 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 good. We're going to be right back. Y'all stay blessed. TT, hello.
When peace. Moses went to the top of the mountain, he lifted his hands. When he lifted his hands on the mountain, the people won the battle down. Shepherds worship. Yeah, miracles.
Miracles happen.
Yeah.
When shepherds pray.
You need to know.
Great things happen.
When shepherds worship.
When shepherds worship.
And victory.
Victory happens.
When our hands
are raised.
Whatever y'all need to do, Pastor Garrett, and you tell Pastor this on to Fred, whatever church you need to rent out and equipment or producer, wherever it is, y'all ought to do it live. I'm just going to say that real quick. Y'all ought to do a live recording. Y'all just do it live. Just do it live. Look, you ain't got to take my suggestion, but just do it live. Do a live recording. I promise you, the way them voices sound, y'all need to do a live recording. I know it's coming in 20, right, I know you're going to release the album, but do it live. Do a live recording. There's a lot of churches that are capable and equipped to do it. And some of y'all might be affiliated, you know them, they could probably do it. Y'all friends with some of y'all are friends with Pastor Reggie. I'm sure he would do it. I would volunteer my church. Our audio system is not capable of helping y'all out, because if it was, now we could rent something. Look here, We can rent some stuff, but do a live recording. Promise you, y'all, oh my God, I got excited just thinking about it. Y'all just, man, look here. Do it live. There's nothing like it. But it was an amazing time, man. Just wanted to share that with y'all. And bless you too, Pastor Garrett, man. God bless y'all. Y'all blessed me during that process. He says we're looking in that direction. Amen. I hope so. I'm just looking forward to the next one. And then I'm about to do some visiting, man. You know, I got may have some free time on my hands in the couple of next few weeks. I'm gonna do some visiting and come over to some of y'all churches, man. I know y'all got them preaching voices. So I want to come get me some words. I'm gonna start taking me some visits. And coming to see, because a lot of pastors have been on the show, and I'm so thankful for it. And I don't get a chance to go and visit and sit with them. I've never been, believe it or not, y'all might find this weird. I've never been to my boy's church, Pastor Parks. I've never been there. Ain't never heard him preach. Michael Henderson. Ain't never heard him preach. Ain't never been there for his services. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to take these opportunities because you know what? The way I feel about it, I may not have those opportunities. So I'm going to take advantage of them while I can. So 6625. I know that's right, Pastor. I know that's right. So I'm going to make sure that I take my time and I go and do me some visiting at some of these churches. I'm really looking forward to it. So Pastor Garrett, you on the list. But I got to go see my fellas. I got to go to Park Street. I got to make my way over to First Bethel. I gotta make 6615. Now you said 6625. Now what's the number, man? Now look, you confusing me. You got stout fingers. Is you pushing the wrong button? But I'm just excited about all of that, man. So I am. I really want to go and visit some of y'all's churches to hear you preach. Like I've had Pastor Reggie Rose been on my show twice. I've heard him preach. I've watched him via Facebook, but I've never sat. You know, I want to go and I want to sit in the midst of under these. He said he got fat. See, Pastor Garrett, let me help you. You don't call them fat fingers. You call them stout. S-T-O-U-T. Stout fingers. That's what it's called. That's why the wrong buttons get pushed sometimes. But I want to go hear my brother Pastor Parks preach. I want to go hear my brother Michael Henderson preach. I want to go hear I've heard Dr. Spencer preach. I've heard him preach. I've heard Dr. Gerald Dew preach. My God, I've heard him preach. That's it. Stout. Yeah, I've heard Keith Gordon bring the message. I've heard all of my guys, my mentors, and all those guys. But the guys that have been on this, the other guys that have been on the show, the ones that are really a part of this broadcast, I've never been there to that. So I'm going to make it my effort while I have some time coming up to just go over. And do some visiting, man. That's what I want to do, especially during this holiday season. Maybe I'll get over there and just come and see y'all and see what y'all got going on, man. I want to come in and just be in the midst. And look here. Let me say this again. Prophet Cornelius Williams, I ain't got to never go back over there. I'm nervous going over in his church because, see, he get to laying hands on folk and you get to falling out and can't on. Yeah, it's too much. Is there such thing as too much Holy Ghost? It's too much Holy Ghost in that church. It's a little nervous. Like you get a little nervous in Prophet Cornelius Williams' church. You know, you got to be ready because it be, man, look here. That thing get on you and you be trying to run up out of there. So, but I want to go over there and visit. I'm going to come visit Pastor Garrett, Fred Wilson. I've been in your church. So now I need to come over there on a Sunday and hear you preach. And Pastor Scott, I need to come over there. Pastor Tyler, rather. I need to come over there and hear you preach. And then also Russell Harris. Now, look here. I told y'all, Russell almost preached that night. I might need to go hear him, too, because I already know. So, yeah, I got to go see those guys, man. It would just be a good time. You know, every now and then, like I said this all the time, preachers need to be ministered to. And this is something that came up that night. You know, you pour yourself out all the time trying to make sure that people get a word. But it's rare, the rare occasion that sometimes you need to be preached to, too. So I'm looking forward to being able to do that. in the very near future. I'm looking forward to being able to do that. That's going to be just something I'm hoping that I can get into, that I'm able to do real soon. But hey, y'all, look, we got this article, and this thing is good. This thing is good, y'all. What gossip says about God. Ooh, Lord. What gossip says about God. That's today's conversation. I hope y'all are ready for it. If you have not already hit the share button, please do so. If you have not already hit the share button, please do so. And big shout out to Pastor James Brooks from Harmony Church. Speaking of LaTanya, this is what I need you to do. And we should have his email. Check out our stuff. Pastor James Brooks should have sent the email to TTLO from Harmony Church. We need to get his info. Send him the paperwork so he can get on the show. I need him. He man, look, you talk about a powerful theologian, a powerful teacher. Does some great workshops throughout the city of Chicago and throughout this country, I should say. I'm not even going to put him local. He's national. He's national. And I met him a few years ago when we went to when Dr. Du had us at his leadership conference out at Northern Seminary. James Brooks is a powerful, powerful teacher, man. And he's agreed to come on the show. So I met him again at the prayer breakfast with the mayor a couple of Fridays ago, and then I ran into him at Nordstrom in Oak Brook, and it's just going to be a good time, man. So, Tanya, please look at that information and set up a time, preferably on a Wednesday, So whatever Wednesday we have, I don't care how far we got to schedule it out, preferably on a Wednesday. If we could get him in, that would be absolutely amazing. James Brooks, man, he's a bad, bad brother, man. Bad, bad. Ooh, Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bad brother. Want to get him on. real quick, Cedric Towner, what's going on? I see you popped in. Paula Campbell, how you doing, sweetheart? God bless you. God bless you. Daryl Meek II, God bless you. Let me see what's been popped in here. Greg McElroy, man. Now, let me tell y'all, Greg McElroy is about 8'12". That's a tenor for you, for real. If you need a tenor for your background, he can sing too. Now, he don't really need to sing in the background. But first of all, he about 8'12". Yeah, the Negro stand about 9'50". He about 9'15". He big old dude, but can just sing. Y'all, I'm just big old tenor. Right. He 11'13" tall. Yeah. He is. That's a big old tenor. He can sing. Look. He can sing. Good to see you, Greg. I haven't talked to you in a minute, man. Good to see you. Brian, Greg, God bless you. This is the Brian from, I can't tell from the picture. Is that the Brian from Lifeline? I think it is. But God bless you, sir. God bless you. But let's get into this article. What gossip says about God. The writer says this. He says, what we say reveals what we believe. Y'all got that? What we say reveals what we believe. He says, we can't hide it. Fresh water, salt water, and the like. James 3:11 through 12 is what it says. It says, does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and salt water? Can a fig tree, my brothers, bear olives? Or a grapevine produce figs? Ooh, God, neither can a salt pond yield fresh water. That's a word right there. Ooh, Lord, thank you, Holy Ghost. James 3. Ooh. Now, that'll preach. Now, that thing will preach. That thing will preach. Woo, my God. Yeah. He says, some forms of speech reveal in a more straightforward manner. He says, I believe the sun will rise tomorrow. Thanks. He says, others are more complex, like gossip. Can you believe that about Lori and John? What she said, how he reacted. You know Amber overheard them, right? Mm-hmm. And she knows Lori, and she said this. What does that reveal about a person? Okay. Come on. The writer says, it's juicy. It feels so good to sink our teeth into fresh secrets. Woo! It feels so good to sink our teeth into fresh secrets. But Proverbs says this, Proverbs 26 and 22, says the words of a whisperer are like delicious morsels. They go down into the inner parts of the body. Oh, God. Ooh, this thing will preach right here. He says, it feels juicy. to sink our teeth into it. He says, but with our self-involved search for knowledge of good and evil happenings in our community, we reveal an entire theology under our indulgence in such things. A dark, hidden, embedded, implied theology spoken in whisper and innuendo. Oh, my. Oh, my. Spoken in whisper and innuendo. Oh, God. We're talking about what gossip, what your gossip says about God. Oh, my. Oh, my. Look here. Look here. We're going to jump on. God bless you. I see y'all coming on in. Latoria Newell. Eula Ott. Eula Ott. Man, hit me up. Singing woman. Woo, my. Can you still sing? I know you used to sing back in the day. I believe you probably still can. That girl can sing the paint off a wall. My God. Let me finish. Let me get back to this article. The writer says that she says when scriptures warn against gossip, when scriptures warns against gossip, Romans 1 and 29 warning against gossip, says they were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips. Woo! 2 Corinthians 12:20 says this: for I fear that perhaps when I come, I may find you not as I wish, and that you may find me not as you wish, that perhaps there may be quarreling, jealousy, anger, hostility, slander, gossip, conceit, and disorder. Oh, God. 1 Timothy 5:13 says this: besides that, they learn to be idlers, going about from house to house, and not only idlers, but also gossips, and busybodies, saying what they should not. My. Look at it. That's look. I'm just trying to help y'all. This thing is good. What gossip says about God? What gossip says about God? Then it says, for the sake of those who indulge in gossip. Come on, y'all, help me out. For the sake of those who indulge in gossip. For the sanity of who have heard gossip about themselves, he says, we will articulate the theology insinuated by gossip. We will speak out loud the things we would elsewhere only whisper. We will make known hidden and unspoken and even undesired allegiances and indulgences woven in the words, well, don't tell anyone, but this is what I heard. How many times y'all heard that? Don't tell anybody, but this is what I heard. See, you know it's messy. If somebody say, don't tell nobody what I told you. If somebody say, don't tell nobody what I told you, but this is what I heard. My. This is what I heard. We got a caller, but she says she's screaming. Okay. All right. Check it out. Yeah. Check that out. Let me know. Let me know what that is. I just saw your message. I don't know if this is old. Oh, no, this is still current. Okay. Let me know who that caller is in that 818 area code. Mm-hmm. Where is 818? Check that out. If it's down south, you know, you got to check it 2-3 times. anyway, you can all chime in. God bless you, sir. You're doing great work. But you didn't answer my question. Can you still sing, though? God bless you. Felicia Martin, God bless you. Anitra Howard, God bless you. But we want to keep this going. So here we go. The first one. What does gossip say about God? Number one, God. Gossip contains speech that would never occur in heaven. Gossip contains speech that would never occur in heaven. Moreover, that would never occur among the members of the Trinity. To be gossiped about is a bitter suffering because it spills into almost every other relationship. Even one's relationship with God. Oh, my God. Woo. He says, we would never say it out loud. Why? But it's easy to slip. It may be a good caller. Okay. All right. Let me finish this up. The writer says, but it's easy to slip into belief that God is laughing at us with everyone else. Indeed, this is the implicit theology of gossip. The one who gossips finds ways for God to endorse their evil, and the one who is gossiped about is naturally inclined to believe the endorsement. Oh, my goodness. Let me finish this. But Jesus does not speak words of judgment or accusation about you to the Father. Oh, my. Let me see if I can get this caller on. Caller. Caller, please be mindful. Be mindful. This is a Christian radio show now. Let me get you on. Caller in 818 area code. How are you, sir? Ma'am. Whoever. Caller. Caller, you're live on Taking Limits Off Radio. Caller.
Hello. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, based in sunny Las Vegas. And my soul's been on fire, my brother. You have been going in on the word all day. I just got in not too long ago. We've been on over 421 other radio platforms. And I'm just thrilled and elated that there's still a real word of God out there. Now, I come to pour into your spirit because I did hear you mention earlier, and the topic of the discussion is about God's gossip. And I just want to be brief, brilliant. I'll only use 30 more seconds.
Go ahead, sir.
So many times as men of God, we forget to take care of ourselves. And we have to, if we're pouring into 40 cups, we need somebody to pour into our cups. I have 300 members on the winning team. They all come from different backgrounds of life. I got the gangsters working with the pastors, the bloods working with the crooks. They all have something special to bring to the body of Christ. Now, for me, I believe in these three messages, faith, love, and hope. However, we need resources to make these messages real. A lot of times people are hungry and you get to praying with them, and no matter how much you pray and trying to send up a word to God, all they can hear is a stomach rumbling. Well, with the winning team, what we're doing is we're working together. And you said something that's really key. If we're breaking each other down behind the scenes, stabbing, giving you a high five in front of everybody, but behind the scenes stabbing you in the back, we cannot make it as the people and the children of God that we call to be. If we don't put our hands together and get on one knee, we can't accept the blessings that's coming. And this is our time, y'all. When I say this is our time, with the way that the world is and it's in so much pain right now, positivity is a new gimmick. Being positive is a new gimmick because at the end of the day, we've been on 421 different radio networks. Some of these platforms have 10 listeners. Some of these platforms have millions. But the one thing that's a constant, the word of God is out there and people are hungry for it. But if we don't get off from behind the pulpit and go out in the street and see what's going on, we can't get it done. So I say to share with you, brother, you are changing the world by using this Wi-Fi for the right thing to make sure that you can pour into those ones who don't have the resources, don't have the armor bearers, they don't have the board, they don't have the organization or the structure of their church. They don't have 1.5 million listeners, 25 a.m. and FM radio markets. They just need to hear the words so they can get to that point. Continue doing what you do. And even if nobody actually speaks, responds, I love the internet because now it's on demand. When I grew up, you had to watch the Cosby Show at 8 o'clock. Now you can get it at 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You can watch it 24 hours a day. So, brother, somebody out there is listening. I got a radio platform. Somebody from your platform hit me. I sent all the information in. We have 35 viral marketers putting out your radio show right now. We believe in you. I definitely want you to contact me after the show. Please do.
Man, look,
I really appreciate your platform.
Do me a favor. Email me. Email the radio show with your information because, man, I need it that way and put it out there so I'll get it today. Email the radio show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Or either find us on Facebook and inbox us so I can get back to you, man, so we can have a conversation off the air. But God bless you, man. I thank you for calling in, man. I really appreciate you.
God bless you too, Pastor.
Thank you, sir. Amen. Amen. And you know what? That's my. Yay! I just got excited. You know what? Let me all right, let me come on back. I know I got to do this article. How much time I got? Right. I got to do this article. Every now and then, God will put you in front of the right people. I'm just going to say it like that. Every now and then, God will put you in front of the right people. That's all I'm going to say. All you got to do is stay on. All you got to do is be like Nehemiah and stay on the wall. My. Do me a favor, call, and I missed your name. Hit one more time for me on the phone so you can get out of the queue. But God bless you. Sorry, inbox me, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. You can do that, and my producer will get back to you so we can see what we need to do, man. We will work something out. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Y'all heard what he said. I don't care if you got one listener or a million. It don't matter. Just stay on the wall. Ah! I just got excited. Woo! All right, let me get back to this article. Oh, God. Where was I at? The writer says this. He said, oh, Jesus. He says, but Jesus does not speak words of judgments or accusations about you to the Father. Can we pause right there for a second? How crazy would it be you doing what you're doing? Y'all know what y'all do, right? Y'all know we Christians, we still mess up. and you mess up, and Jesus would turn around and say, well, you know, God, you know what I saw him doing, don't you? You know what, God, you know I heard he texted somebody. You know, God, I heard he went out to dinner with somebody. You know, God, I heard he was on the phone. Or God, I heard she was walking down the street with him, God. Or, you know, I heard this or I heard that. And, you know, God, you know what I thought? You know, somebody told me, God. Can you imagine Jesus had? Exactly. You couldn't imagine it. So that means if you can't see Jesus doing it, you shouldn't be doing it either. The writer continues. He says, in fact, the Trinity does not even speak neutral words about you. Oh, my God. Not even neutral words. Look at this. All speech between Father, Son, and the Spirit about the Christian is overflowing with active love. You want reference? 1 John, 1 John 4 and 16. So we have come to know, this here might help me with Bible study. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Woo! My. This is good. The writer says, the Spirit is praying for you. The Spirit of God is never talking against you. It is never praying on you. It is praying for you. Come on now. The accuser of the brethren. Come on now, Felice. Come on, Prophetess Martin. Come on back in here. The writer says this, likewise, the Spirit, Romans 8:26 says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. Y'all don't hear me. The Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. The Spirit, come on now, the Spirit will speak up for you even when you can't. What? Now, how do I take that? That means, see, I ain't got to fight you back when you talk about me. Oh, my. Woo, Jesus. Huh? Come on now, let's go. This is the Son is your high priest. Hebrews 8:1. Now the point in what we're saying is this. We have such a high priest, one who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven. Huh? Cleanser. Hebrews 10:22. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of the faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Huh? He's an advocate. You need some more help? Come on. He's an advocate. Come on, somebody. He's an advocate. Hebrews 10:20. By the new and the living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is through his flesh, and the one who subdues your true enemies. Come on now. And he says, waiting from that time until his enemies should be made a footstool for his feet. The Father loves you with the same love with which he loves the Son. John 17:23. He says, I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you love me. Come on now, that's Jesus talking. I'm going to say it again. If Jesus ain't saying it, maybe you shouldn't be saying it either. Huh? I'm trying to help somebody. The writer says, gossip is the opposite of how the Son speaks to the Father about you. The Trinity talks about you, The Trinity talks about you behind your back, and it would be really encouraging if you heard what they said. When they talk about your sin, there is hope and a plan. Say that again. When they talk about your sin, there is hope and a plan. Y'all. Woo! I'm talking about the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. When they talk about your sin, there is hope and a plan. 1 Corinthians 1:21. You ain't got to believe me. Let's look at the word. It says, For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. Philippians 1:6. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Oh, my. Come on, somebody. When they talk about your suffering, there is help and a purpose. When they talk, I'm talking about the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. When they have a conversation about your suffering, they do it for a purpose. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. Come on. That was number one. Oh, my God. I got to make sure I get through all of this. So that was number one. Let me share this with y'all real quick on Facebook. Let me put this out there real quick for you. On Facebook, that was number one. Come on. Ooh, my. This is going to bless somebody in here. That was number one. That was number one. Let's go. Let's go. Number two. Number two says this. Number two says, number two says, talking about Christ. Now, again, we're talking about what gossip says about God, Christ. It says gossip is built on the attitude, we are different. You are different. You are not normal. Christology or Christology is built on the attitude. We were different, but now we are the same. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, hold on. Let me read that again. Gossip is built on the attitude, we are different. You are different. You are not normal. Christology is built on the attitude. We were different, but now we are the same. I am the same as you. The Son says, in taking on a human nature, I dwell in the mud with you. Oh, my, 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 my. John 1 and 14, it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. I will become nothing and die with you. Philippians 2, 7 and 8 says this, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. My, 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 my. Whew. Ah, yeah, yeah. He says, I dwell in the mud with you. I will become nothing and die with you. And then he says, I can totally sympathize with you. My, my, my. This is good stuff right here. Ah, my. Whew, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. This is good stuff right here. This is blessing me. I hope somebody getting some out of this thing. I hope somebody getting some out of this thing. If you have not hit your share button, you need to do so. Those of you watching on Facebook, those of you watching on Ustream, look, those of you watching on Instagram, TTLO Radio, come on. Those of you watching on Instagram, TTLO Radio, you need to come on in there and say something to me. Let me know you're watching. God bless you. God bless you. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. We're still talking about the Christ piece. Of course, Christ is not sinful. But that is what makes the incarnation glorious, that God created commonality between us and him while we were enemies. While we were enemies, he created, commonality between us. Romans 5 and 10 says, for if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. Woo! Huh? Don't miss this. My, 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 my. Come on, come on. Then he says, not only by becoming man, but in taking the humiliation and mockery of his fellow man. Luke 22 and 63. Luke 22 and 63. I love this. Says, now the men who were holding Jesus in custody were mocking him as they beat him. Watch this. Not only becoming man, but in taking the humiliation and mockery of his fellow man. Jesus, everything that Jesus went through, watch this, because they lied on him too. Say what? Oh, they gossiped on him too. Huh? Say what? Yeah, they lied on him too. They spoke evil of him too. Come on now. Come on now. He did all that for you. Oh, Jesus. Watch this. Even his closest friends trade Jesus' dignity to warn himself with an in crowd around a fire. His closest friends. Come on now. Let me help somebody. Somebody get your... Watch this. As my godmama would say, somebody take a text. Take a text. John 18, 17 says, the servant girl at the door said to Peter, you also are not one of this man's disciples, are you? He said, I am not. Now the servant and the officers had made a charcoal fire because it was cold, and they were standing and warming themselves, and Peter also was with them. So Peter chose to deny Christ so he could stand around the fire. See, some folk, can I help somebody? I'm going to help somebody real quick. Some folk would rather stay around the fire and get warm than defend you and be afraid they're going to get put out in the cold. I'm going to let that sit right there for about a good 15 seconds. You know, that word right there, that word was like a scallop. Y'all ever cook scallops? You know, scallops only take 3 minutes in a hot skillet. They take 3 minutes in a hot skillet. See, the way scallops work, I'm gonna help somebody with this illustration or analogy, whatever y'all like to use. Scallops take 3 minutes to cook. You put them in a hot skillet and some olive oil, right? Hot skillet, olive oil. You put them on one side, you don't touch it. 3 minutes, right? After 3 minutes, you flip it, you turn the fire off, and you just let it sit. You don't touch it. I just want to put that word out there for you, just like this is like a scallop. It's good for you, and I don't want you to overcook this thing. Some folk who support you are afraid to support you publicly, so they will stand around the fire while people are talking about you, just so they can stay warm and not be classified as being a troublemaker, huh? Some folk, Pastor Darius Brooks, my God, I'm trying to get in contact with you, brother. I'm trying to get in contact with you. Hit me up in my inbox. I want to get you on the show. Trying to get in contact with you. Hit me up in my inbox. Send me your email, man, so I can hit you up. But here's the deal. Some people would rather be sit around the fire and hear you being bad-mouthed, but they want to stay warm. Oh, my God. Some folk would rather sit around the fire, even if they don't chime in and help talk about you. They'd rather sit around the fire and stay warm, not recognizing that by them sitting around the fire while this conversation is happening is making them just as guilty as the ones doing the talking. See, I don't want my friends standing around the fire while y'all talking about me. See, my real friends will stand around the fire. When you talk about me, they're going to say, hey, look, Doc, either you're going to stop talking about what you're talking about or one of us got to go. Oh, my God. Woo. He says, gossip is a dismissal of the decisions, experiences, and love of Jesus. Ooh, my, my, my. We're talking about gossip, y'all. We're talking about gossip. We're talking about this thing. We're talking about it. We're talking about it. We're talking about it. That was number two. Number two was dealing with Christ and how Christ looks at gossip and how Christ dealt with gossip. Let me put this right here for you. God bless you. God bless you. This is Taking Limits Off Radio, y'all. We're talking about what gossip says about God. We're live on blogtalkradio.com. God bless you to my blog talk listeners. We're live on Ustream right now. God bless you to my Ustream watchers. We're live on Facebook.com. God bless you to my Facebook watchers. We're live on Instagram right now. God bless you to those of you on Instagram. God bless you. Let me see. We're just live everywhere. And got the chat rooms open. Feel free to just chime on in here. God bless you, Darius Brooks. And Marcel, I can't pronounce your last name, but Marcel, God bless you. I ain't going to try to tell your last name up because you got a D and a J together. So something is silent, and I don't want to tear it up. So you got too many consonants together for me, and I'll tear your name up, and I don't want to do that. So, but God bless you. Thank you for watching and listening. God bless you. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. That was number two. Oh, my God. Pastor Vanessa Simpson, God bless you. All the way down from, I believe she's in Alabama. God bless you. Thank you for watching. God bless you. Let's just keep on going. We're still talking about what gossip says about God. Number three deals with revelation. It says, first of all, Scripture forbids gossip. Can I help somebody? Scripture forbids gossip. Can I help somebody? Y'all don't believe me? Let's go to the Word. Proverbs 17:4-5 says this. An evildoer listens to wicked lips. Watch this. You get called evil for listening. Huh? Ooh, this thing will teach something right here. You're evil for listening. It ain't talking about you being the one spreading it. It's talking about you being evil for listening. Ooh, my. Come on in here. Look at this. It says, an evildoer listens to wicked lips, and a liar gives ear to a mischievous tongue. Whoever mocks the poor insults his maker. He who is glad at calamity will not go unpunished. Can I help somebody right now with this thing today? If you get excited and happy about somebody else's downfall or somebody else's sin or somebody else's perceived sin, watch this. Whoever mocks the poor insults his maker. Can I help somebody? You want that real simple. Whoever laughs at the sinner for whatever sin you think they're in, you ain't mocking them, you mocking God. I'm going to let that marinate for about a good 10 seconds. I'm trying to help somebody. Look, I'm reading you what Proverbs says. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at the Word. I'm telling you what it says. Come on in here. He says, first of all, Scripture forbids gossip. Second, when God speaks to us, it's always direct and for our good. Meaning when God has something to say to you about you, he comes directly to you. Oh, I'm going to teach this thing right here. Psalm 119:9-11. Come on, somebody, read. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. While my whole heart, with my whole heart I seek you, let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Psalm 119, 129 says, your testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them. The unfolding of your words give light. It imparts understanding to the simple. I open my mouth and pant because I long for your commandments. Turn to me and be gracious to me as in your way. I love this. The writer continues. He says he is never passive, aggressive, or holding back. You know I can't stand passive aggressive folk. Passive aggressive folk are probably some of the most irritating people to my spirit. Lazy people are probably the most irritating people. But following right behind them are passive aggressive people. Oh my! I'm telling you, because see the you got something to say, but you're afraid to say it, so you come out with this passive aggressive attitude. Nothing bothers me more than some passive aggressive folk. Let me finish reading this thing. He says he's never passive aggressive or holding back. He intimately pulls us into his thoughts, even about our great sins and shortcomings. Watch this. It says intimately, meaning between you and him. That's conviction, y'all. Watch this. He says in Isaiah 62:5, for as young man marries a young woman, so shall your sons marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoice over the bride, so shall your gods rejoice over you. Hosea 14:4, I will heal their apostasy. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned from them. For our good, he says, for our salvation and for our peace. He says, I'm not hiding my thoughts from you. Some of them will be hard to hear, but for every difficult word I have a plan, power, and grace for you specifically. For you specifically. Oh my. Psalm 18:31-32 says, for who is God but the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? The God who equipped me with strength and made my way blameless. Gossip is the exact opposite of this sort of speech. It is behind closed doors. It is whispered under the breath, and it is sinful response to human insecurity. When God speaks, he offers scrutiny and wisdom out of his self-sufficiency. God judges gossip to be arrogant and foolish because it is so unlike and in contradiction with the character of his own speech. Oh, my. That ain't me, y'all. That's the book. Don't get mad at me. That's the word. Let me share this real quick with y'all on Facebook real quick. Let me drop this in here real quick. I got 3 minutes. I got to get through this thing. Amen. Let's go. Number four says this. Images of God. It simply says this. Hurry up. Come on. Come on, computer, act right now. Thank you. It says, gossip reflects the image of a spiritual, celestial being, but is not God. Jesus said to the Pharisees, you are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. Huh? That's letting the devil use you. John 8:4 says, you are of your father's devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father. Ooh, my. Huh? Y'all don't want to hear this thing. He says, it is not a stretch to say that Satan's name is gossip. He is the accuser. In John 8:44, Jesus links evil speech with the reflecting of the image of Satan. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Gossip is so easy to justify because it is working with the material of truth. Often people really are sinful and stupid, and gossip is a response to those real events. The lie of gossip isn't, I'm going to falsify a story about this person, but the unspoken and assumed. He says, I have the right to talk about anything I want with whomever I want and whatever I want. And it comes from one's character. It comes from one's father. Those who love God respect the dignity of his image. That is why love of God and neighbor are inseparable. Huh? Woo! Oh, my God. That is why the love of God and neighbor are inseparable. That is also why gossip about other humans who bear God's image is taken as a personal offense by God himself. Psalm 101:5, whoever slanders his neighbor secretly, I will destroy. Whoever has a haughty look and arrogant heart, I will not endure. Oh, my God. Come on. Eschatology, number five. I'm not going to get through this. I'm really not. I'm going to share it all with y'all on Facebook. Look here, y'all. Look here. Those of you local in the city, I'm going to teach this thing. I think I might teach this thing at my Bible study. This thing is blessing me. I'm going to share the rest of this with y'all on Facebook. Let us pray real quick. Father God, we thank you. We love you for who you are. We just love you and we worship and we honor you. God, we thank you for what you did over this weekend. God, we thank you for allowing the worship to go forth as you did. God, we thank you just for being who you are. God, we thank you for your continued blessings and your continued protection. Now, God, as we leave this place, but never your presence, we ask that you would cover us in our journeys and in our travels. God, we ask that you would cover every listener and every watcher on every platform, whether it be Ustream, Facebook, Instagram, or wherever they're listening from via their phones or their mobile devices. God, we just say thank you and we ask you for your continued prayers and your continued healing and deliverance for them. It is in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Look, y'all, I got to go. Y'all have blessed me. Thank you so much. Caller from the 818 area code, caller from the 832 area code, and there's a bunch more y'all on here. God bless y'all. My God, y'all bless me. I got to go. Y'all stay blessed. And I'm going to leave y'all with a little bit more of this great things happen. We are out of here. Y'all stay blessed, man. Peace. Come to you.
He lifted his hands. When he lifted his hands on the mountain, the people won the battle down in the valley. Great things happen.
Great things happen.
When shepherds worship.
When shepherds worship.
Yeah. Miracles.
Miracles.
Victory happens when our hands
are raised.